I want to share a thought with you that could be very freeing for you, especially if you're trying to build a business. What's up, Active Lifers? Welcome back to the Active Life Podcast. I'm Dr. Sean Pastuch. I'm your host. And remember, you like it? Review it. You love it? Share it with a friend. You want to be helpful to the podcast? Do both. Here's the thought. What if your goal, day to day, was to figure out how to make other people look and feel good? Think about that for a second. What if instead of getting yours, your goal was to make other people look and feel good? And I'm not talking about people who can give you something. I'm talking about everybody. Let me give you an example of the everybody I'm talking about. And I'll toot my own horn because I did a fucking masterful job of this over the last week. And I've never felt as good as I felt when I was doing it. I mean, it was really executing on my purpose at scale. You know, with that being helping people live a life of freedom without compromise by shining a light on what they're exceptional at through questions and praise and offering them solutions if they asked for it, but really to help them with the questions they needed to be able to make decisions for themselves and to feel good about their decisions. And I'm going to go all the way down to the bottom of the ladder of a person who I could leverage in any way, shape, or form who I helped, so that you understand what I'm talking about when I say nothing in return. And then I'll work up. I'll explain how other opportunities came about as a result of it. But none of it was on purpose. None of it was for the sake of opportunities. It just felt so good to spend my entire time at an event that I flew out to make the event better by being a world-class attendee. I hope that's what I was. I hope everyone who came across me at the event feels like they had a better time because I was there, because I asked them questions, because I saw something in them that I told them. Whatever it was, I hope that that was the impression that they got when they leave. So here's the person I know I helped, who I didn't know I was going to talk about today on the podcast, who I know is never going to tell anybody about me and definitely isn't connecting me to anybody and isn't paying me. I was at the airport waiting in line to get ready to board a plane. So it wasn't really in line. It was in like a muddled huddle. And there was a woman who could barely speak. She was sitting in her wheelchair and she kept on trying to wheel herself forward. And she was only moving a few inches. And when people around her would ask, "Are you trying to go somewhere?" she wouldn't even answer. So people just moved out of her way and allowed her to kind of be in that space. And I went over to her and I said, "Hey, are you trying to get somewhere, ma'am?" And she just looked at me and I said, "Ma'am, are you trying to go somewhere?" And then she looked up past me and she pointed. She pointed in the general direction of the gate. And so my first thought was, well, we're all trying to go there, but they're not letting us on the plane yet. We're delayed. And then I saw a purple walker. And I said to her, "Are you trying to get to that walker?" And she nodded her head. I said, "Would you like some help?" And she nodded her head again. And so then I went behind the wheelchair and I pushed her to the walker. A woman came over to me after I did that and said, "It's good to know that good men still exist." I said, "I think there's plenty of good men." She goes, "Well, what you did was really kind." I'm not telling you this so that you can know how great I am. I'm telling you this because the only reason I saw the opportunity to push that woman in her wheelchair, and the only reason I acted on it, is because I've been making it a habit to find ways to make other people's lives better, whether they are somebody who can help me or not. And so as a result, I ended up pushing a woman's wheelchair who will never be able to help me with anything. And there was nobody waiting in line. There is no magic story that comes after this about the person who saw me do it, who's now going to connect me to this other. What, that didn't happen. I just pushed a woman in a wheelchair to her walker. That's it. But that made me happy to do. I felt really good about that. It's so easy to feel good every day. If that's the goal, make other people's lives better. That's the goal. Help other people live a life of freedom without compromise. That's the goal. How easy is that to do? How fulfilling is it to execute on it? That went up the line. I was at the Forever Strong Summit with Gabrielle Lyon's team this weekend. She put on a phenomenal event. If you missed the Forever Strong Summit this year, put it on your calendar to buy tickets as soon as she announces dates for next year. Hands down, not close, the best event I've ever been to, and I didn't get a chance to speak at it. So I'm not saying it because I was there and I was speaking. It was the best event I've ever been to. The audience was deep in value, and none of the speakers pitched their products. It was excellent. Ran on time. It was excellent. I was surrounded by killers at this event, both literal and figurative. Literal, there were more Navy SEALs and military operators in the room than any room I've ever been in. But figurative in that there were great business people in that room too, professional athletes in that room. That room was chock full of talent and hard work. My goal in the past would have been to go to an event like that and make sure other people knew I was worth knowing. As recently as Coaching Con in April of last year, that was my goal. I went there with the intention of leaving with people knowing I'm really good. And look, it happened. It did. I was able to get some people who ended up buying from me. I was able to make some new friends a little bit. But it wasn't an overwhelming success. The only overwhelming success part of it is that I spoke, and I spoke well on stage. This time, my goal was not for people to know I am valuable by me telling them. I didn't talk about myself hardly at all. I just asked people questions about them. And by asking people questions about them, I gave them the opportunity to speak about themselves. And by giving them the opportunity to speak about themselves, I got to learn about their problems. And by learning about their problems, I got to offer solutions. I got to make referrals. I got to make friends. Genuine friends who I believe I will have a great relationship with. I got offered to come onto podcasts, more than 4 of them, significant ones. People offered to work for Active Life for free. People who can help us grow. People I'm going to take up on that offer. People invited me to come to their events for free. I'm going to take some of them up on that offer. It was amazing how much I got without any intention or expectation of getting anything. Gabrielle is a friend of mine who I have a lot of reverence for. She's a powerhouse. You don't fuck around with relationships like that. She's the kind of person who I want to be around all the time. She inspires me. And so when she put on an event, there's no way in the world I was going to miss it. My first thought process was go to support her. I offered to help her however I could. She didn't know how I could possibly help her. And then it was, okay, the best way you can help her is by buying a VIP ticket and just going. Because if you do an event, you want your friends to do that for you. Because the scary thing about doing an event, for all of you who don't know, the scary thing about doing an event is no one's going to show up and I'm going to look like a fool. How embarrassing. I got all these friends of mine to speak. And they're used to being on big stages, on TV. And no one showed up to hear them because I couldn't drive tickets. So that's the fear anybody who runs an event has. Forget about the money. They're not afraid to lose the money. We're afraid no one's going to show up. We're way more afraid of being embarrassed than being broke. We know we can make the money back. So there's a diffusion of responsibility choice to make. I could have made the choice of, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will go. But if everybody had that thought, then nobody goes. So I just bought the ticket and told her I'm there to help however I can. And then I started thinking, because she doesn't know how to have me help. She doesn't know what to do yet. This is her first event. So I just decided I'm going to be the most valuable person in the room for the room. And I'm going to do that by asking people the questions that light them up. I'm just going to shine a light on what's great about everybody else in the room. Reveal the exceptional about everybody I possibly can in the room. And it led to more opportunities than I can count. There are opportunities that as I'm talking to you, there are more coming to my mind. People who ask me to speak to their masterminds with people who are making 7 and 8 figures a year. They want me to speak to their group because of how I made them feel. They figure if I can make them feel that way, I'm going to be able to make their group feel that way. It almost doesn't feel like I did anything to deserve all of it because it was so easy. It's so fun. So for those of you out there right now who are worrying about how do I get mine? I feel like I deserve more. I've been there. I live there. Trust me. I'm there right now. Okay? Let's not mince words. I'm there right now. I want all of it. And it took a lot of energy for me prior to going to the event to submit to the energy of I'm going to go there for everybody else. I'm not going to go there for me. I'm going to go there for everybody else. It took two things. One, I had to get over the fact that I might not get anything out of the event personally in return. And two, I had to get over the fact that who the hell do you think you are, Sean, that you could be so valuable that other people would care? Like, who are you, Sean, to change the lives of people who make a lot more money than you, who have a lot more fame than you? Who are you to do that? And I obviously talked to people who I have no opportunity, who are well behind me in life too. It wasn't about just help people who can leverage. No, I took people out for meals who I promise you've never heard of. And probably never will because it's not their ambition for you to have heard of them. All that they gave me was the opportunity to help them, which is all I wanted. I understand. You want more growth. You want it now. You feel like you deserve it. You work your fucking ass off. You're really good. You've been working at it for a long time. You do things to improve yourself and your business that you believe people more successful than you are not doing for theirs, and it doesn't make any sense, and you wonder why they're successful in a way that you're not yet. I know because I feel the same way, okay? I know, and I'm telling you, going to the Forever Strong Summit with the intention of making it a better weekend for everybody else who is there has been the single most rewarding thing I have done in trying to grow my business. And I have no idea if we're going to grow as a result of it or not. But the act of going and just shining a light on others was so much fucking fun. Let that be a lesson for you. If you don't know how to do this, get in my DM. Send me a DM and ask. Get on my personal email newsletter. I will put it in the show notes. I'm going to write an email just like this podcast. And if you, sometimes you need to hear things twice. It's going to be in my newsletter on Monday morning next week. If you're listening to this after Monday morning of next week and you want to see that email, shoot me a DM. Say, hey, can I get the email about the Forever Strong event? If you're on my email list, I'll send you a duplicate. Let's go. Reveal the exceptional on everyone you come across. Rate the podcast. Share with a friend. Term Pro.